So I'm gonna make a attempt to do the EO podcast. You can check out LFO, Life on Fire podcast Facebook group I'm joining. Far as my social media pages, and I've done that for this Chantel Hartshell blog, the Chantel Hartshell Blog Radio, NICE Diplomacy Alliance. Those are two different companies, two different podcasts, two different blogs. You can follow ED Diplomacy Alliance podcast on Instagram. And then you should, this is a numerous amount of social medias that I have all over the place. Just gonna do like a outdoor type of capture the atmosphere type of podcast. You know, I'm at the house and it's feeling realistic. I want it to sound realistic. I want my moment to be captured. Also check out me as a life, as an author, freelance, and motivational speaker. You know, my live podcast. I invite you to anchor.fm /DENICE minus sign, letter H as in Henry. Again, anchor.fm /ENICE DILOMACY Alliance. Hopefully I didn't butcher that, but it'll be in the descriptions below. Due to mental health and being struck too many times in the head, I can't do math like I used to, calculus, but I'm asking God to restore me. You know, those are things that I love to do, and I could do it with the snap of a finger. He's brought me a long ways. Check out the other podcasts, as I think I've touched on that. If not, I would definitely create an episode where I get more in depth about the tragic things that has happened to me, and how I went from the executive at Sony Universal Warner to food stamps and welfare, and how the government has yet to come to rescue me in 20 years, or a little lesser. You know, I created, there's a message in the clouds. It was to help my father with his ministry. He just couldn't get it off the ground. And whatever God has for him to do, you know, that, you know, in that endeavor, he would do just that. I decided to pick it up and add it to my podcast because everybody loved it. And they said, it's definitely you. You should put it on your podcast. So that's what I've done. Okay, so the EO and the LFO kind of sounds alienistic, huh? If that's even a word. But it represents Life on Fire. The Life on Fire challenge is not mine. It does not belong to me. It belongs to a Nick. I think it's Unworth, something like that. Forgive me, Nick. But again, that will be in the descriptions below as well. And it's not a promotion. Rather, an invitation for me to become a motivational speaker to return to what I used to do before it was all wiped out by perpetrators, industry cults, you know, music business, Illuminati type things. Okay, so my background, Royal Queen, trained by Queen Elizabeth, my travels as a journalist, my journalist card. So I am definitely professional. As I speak, I have nothing. I have nothing to show forth. But I have everything to live to yet prove my credits and works. And I believe that's being done out there on the network. And I have yet to see that reality show that my children and other supporters and loved ones have. For me, and again, forgive my struggle dealing with the mental health. I tend to struggle even more than I did in my past with the speaking issues. I've always had a speech problem, but it's not so bad because God is healing, and that's where I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to butcher myself so much. So again, make sure you follow me on all the social media platforms. I ask for donations. We're 4 minutes and 45 seconds into the podcast. It is Friday and it is going on 5 o'clock. I'm in Wisconsin, Illinois,
Urbana area. And Milwaukee would be the closest largest state, and Madison.
I would like to return to being the glam freelance journalist sitting by the fireplace with a typewriter, because that was just the type of writer that I was. You know, classic vintage, that was me. You know, when I was a young teenager, 12 years old, maybe 11, when I had my first typewriter. And I said, one day I'm going to be the world's largest author. I'm going to write books. And you know what? I did just that. I signed with multiple major book authors, publishers, and I also worked with the record companies with those books, bringing those stories to life. And you sing those songs, and you follow those digital artists today, you know. And I did a contract with Wattpad and other major books that have been attacked and just messed all up. But hopefully we can find the original and we can replace it, and you can understand the story behind the never-ending story. This is not a promotion. That is a legit movie. No, I did not create that movie. But I was inspired to create and launch, you know, my creations from that. So as time went on, you know, I launched Sonya, Sonya's Inc., management, life coach, the firm, Willy Wonka Golden Ticket in the music business. That was not created by Kevin, Usher, or nobody else. I created that. And we added New York, Atlanta, London to the open mic nights. And it definitely was stolen and ripped away from me. But, you know, I believe God allowed those things to happen, because you just can't be a huge Christian worshiper in a cult circle. Doesn't make sense. Just imagine that a person is saved, sanctified, in Pentecost, and they're shouting and, you know, tearing for the Holy Spirit, and they're rejoicing and they're thanking God and they're reading the Bible and they're talking to God, but in a circle full of cult members and who are dressed like monks. Wouldn't that seem like that person would be in the wrong location? So that's exactly a brainstorming type of idea that I can give you to imagine that Christians just don't belong in certain industries, atmospheres, you know, whether it's indoor, outdoor industry, you know, in your neighborhood, you know, et cetera. So God had bigger plans, and I have yet to see what he's going to do. I've aged. Oh, yes, I've aged. And I've lost out a lot, you know, I've lost a lot, but I count it all joy. So with that being said, I am multi-awarded, NAA Image awarded, Encore Brit, Emmy Oscars, and the list goes on and on. With my achievements in the Academy Awards, unions, PRS, U.S. government societies, like ASCAP, BMI, Harry Fox Agency, you know, SAG after becoming a talent buyer, you know, becoming a manager, you know, songwriter, recording artist, myself signed. And the labels signed me to the record companies, you know, and it was Whitney Houston who really enforced all my moves, who really took the initiative, you know, her and Bobby. And others, you know, other big time producers and executives in the business that were early on in the business at, you know, Universal, Republic, and then at Sony, you know, Sony Legacy and Geffen and RCA, I'm sorry, Interscope, Geffen, a Def Jam, you know, Jermaine Dupri. And, you know, those who pushed me over there to be the great that I could be, you know, and I'm thankful of that. Arista, Clive Davis. So many other producers and writers and musicians, and I have yet to do a podcast live. I would like to go on interviews with those who just come and make an appearance, just introducing themselves and just, you know, reminiscing and just maybe crying and shedding tears and, you know, just catching up. You know, Dave Foster and, golly, the list goes on and on, guys. But
So, yeah, so that's how my books got tied in with the music business. Me singing, starting off in life as a singer, a child star, and traveling with Whitney, you know, and, you know, and I tell you, you know, all these wonderful stories as she was my coach and mentor. And, you know, Doc Holliday, the vocal coach, and Whitney was my vocal coach in the early years, and a few others, you know. So I am sentimental right now, you know. Just trying to talk about these things. I'm getting choked up here, but just push this podcast on out. I definitely miss and love and pray for the family and for losses, you know, and praying for myself as well, because she meant just that much to me as she did to the others. She's very important in my life. A lot of them were very important in my life. Aretha, you know, and so forth. You know, my grandfathers and so many that played a part in my life and shaped and molded me to be the writer, the freelance, the motivational speaker, the evangelist, that travel mission, and you know, and join diaspora families contributing. And I pray to God that I could return to do that as well. You know, being nominated the Government Princess of America, you know, Forbes and Fortune 500, Who's Who Publishing, you know, and the list goes on. Many blessings. You know, the devil thought he took me out, but don't count me out. You just can't. Because no matter how much they scrumped over me and, you know, beat me dang near to my death and poisoned and witchcraft me, you know what? I could hear those evil voices, you know. We just wish she would hurry up and die. Why won't she hurry up and die? In the years that I survived it and he tried to get back in, why won't she just die already, you know? You know why I won't just die? I'm going to tell you why I won't just die. Because God has a plan. And he going to work it out where you can just take that place. I don't wish that on nobody. But you're trying hard to wish it on me. And you're attacking physically. And evil spiritual attacks and leaving the bad energy. But it can't stay. Because I rejoice, I pray, I fast. With nothing to eat or drink, God's on my mind, reading God's holy word, King James biblical text. Let me tell you something. I believe every bit in those heavenly angels, that they come all the way down just to see about little old me. And I know that God has brought me out of so much. He sent people to help me, to bring us out of so much, to look over them, my babies, to look over me, you know. And that's what I'm going to rock with. I'm going to rock with those who are real. I'm going to rock with those who give and pour into me. I'm going to rock with those who stand with me, who stands with Queen, you know. So in my accomplishments, you know, podcasting is my sanity. That's why I spoke out and told everybody to get a podcast. Then, you know, sure enough, everybody went and got a podcast, you know. But, just being, you know, knowing that I could still have a voice to reason, a voice to make everybody move, was everything to me. So as I sit, you know, in the year of 2023, 2022, 2021, and, you know, previous years, getting hit with all kind of things, you know, bogus landlords, you know, taking my estates, leaving me outside in the cold, memory loss, waking up not knowing who I am, not remembering my name. Let me tell you something. I have been so furious every year that I get up, and God has allowed my memory to come around full force and healing to remember who I am. And I have inner screams. I have inner fits. I cry hysterically. But then God summed it up with prayer, an incubator of healing. So that's like when you see an incubator in a hospital, like I'm going to choose like a baby or a smaller child, like maybe a toddler. And you keep that baby there or that toddler and let them heal. And then you start to see the change and you monitor them. That's how it is in God. Then everybody around you starts to see the change for the better. And if you're not careful, there can be a change for the worse. So in this podcast, well, I've got time to talk in such crowded house. We're praying against corruption that keeps hitting, conspiracy cults that keeps hitting, demonic energies and frequencies that keep hitting inside corruption and conspiracies that seem like they're just not healing. But oh, there's a great day for God's war and his combat. And I give it to God and I cast my cares. And when God moves, nothing can close that door that God opens. And when God says, when he opened the door, no man can close it. God says in his word, in his biblical text, that every door he closed, no man can open. That's the kind of God I'm worshiping. And I didn't just find him because I got knocked upside the head and died a couple times. I believe since I was a little girl. Growing up in a hand-clapping, foot-stepping Pentecostal church, okay? And I've seen things. I've seen good, I've seen bad, I've seen questionable, I've seen frustrating, confusing things. Well, that's life. In the spiritual world, it's a whole nother level, though. So my podcasting, I podcast for life. I podcast for monetization. I podcast for sponsorships. I podcast for communication, to speak out. I podcast, you know, to keep my sanity, for help. If I just got a question about something, if something, you know, irritates me, what do you podcast for? Let me know. My podcasts are on a nonprofit website. You're definitely, you know, welcome to, you know, support your girl. There's donation buttons there. You have to sign up. And at anchor.fm, or I think it's now Spotify for podcasters now. And so I'm definitely accepting at anchor.fm/DENICE- the letter H is in Henry, and then again anchor.fm/NICE Diplomacy Alliance, and check out the blogs and the links in the description. Let me know if podcasting has saved your life. If you're tired of it, if it's not for you and you tried it, if you get bored, what do you do to spin it back into, you know, getting a flow of things? You know, usually I put my pen down or the radio or the notebook and take a stroll, take a nap, pray. Leave it alone for a minute. I come back. And then I have times where I'm so bottled up with things to say. But I just can't seem to open my mouth and say it. And, you know, someone asked me, well, what makes you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe because I'm just so frustrated, backed up in every way, you know, and I just feel like I can't speak. But then I pray and God helps me. And sometimes the devil just gets a hold of that and he just gets all in the way of that. And still I cannot speak. But now I tell you, I've come full circle around and I can speak. So check out the Facebook, Chantal Maxwell. Check out the Facebook, NICE Diplomacy Alliance, the Chantal Hart Show blog. You know, check it out. The Chantal Hart Show blog radio. Check those Facebook pages out. And they may seem empty, but just go ahead and follow and like them anyway. And help the numbers build up. Because when they see it's a big following, they'll come over and add me as a professional like they did. You know, the social medias, when they see that, you know, I'm working, when they see the support of you followers and the likes and the comments and the shares and the support that we get. So continue to help one to another, because that's how we win. You guys know that. So I ask you for that on the YouTubes, you know. And wherever else you see it, WordPress, Blogspot. And my website, of course, was hit. My domains were hit. Bank accounts were hit. You know, getting me a new house in Texas, that was hit. And I didn't have to leave Texas because a wonderful family out there who was just loving and who would just give me whatever I asked for, who looks after my babies and, you know, look after us. And I tell you, I just... just in the back of my mind, I just can't get enough. And I ask for God's blessings to continue to rain on the families who've helped me and who continue to pray and help me. I definitely know who they are, and I've already given them, you know, public acknowledgement. But, and to all the, you know, the industry friends and support and associates who've come forth and helped me and wait for me to come back, I thank you and I love you all and I pray for you as well. You know, God's going to have his day and its moment. He's healing me. He's getting me prepared. But in that incubator of healing, you know, you see that change. You come around full circle. And when you stay in that room, there's no way but up. Because at that moment, that's the worst moment. That's when you're at the bottom. You're lowest of the low. But when you find God, when you find his voice, when you listen to that angelic voice and ask God to make it plain, Lord God, is this you? How do I find you? How do I know it's you? And tell God to move the devil, Lucifer, Satan out of the way. Constantly and wait for him. And do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let anything stop you. And don't rush when you get excited. When you come into knowing, calm down. So that you can understand, you know, that it's really God. You know, because I can speak from experience, you know. And no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter what you say, no matter what you feel, stay there in God. Stay in the room. Okay. So I would like to return to that glam author, freelance journalist, sitting by the fireplace, you know, and with a cup of tea, you know, my notepad, my pencils, my pen, the radio, the Bible, some motivational books, work books, activity books. And what else that's going to inspire me that sits there as motivation? You know, I begin to write. First, I pray. I speak a prayer. Lord, give me what to write. Give me what to say. Who I should say it to. How I should say it. How long I should speak. Lord, you lead the way. You direct and guide and lead my feet, my hands, my writing, the lyrics, when it's pen right. And let me tell you, God will do just that. Okay. Let God lead. Let him sing. Sing your way out. Pray your way out. Write your way out. Work on something that's going to motivate you to allow God to come in and be involved, intervening and intercepting in what you're doing in that atmosphere, you know. And just calm, breathe, settle your mind. It doesn't matter if you got people around you. You can do that. You can find a place within and still everything around you become quiet. God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to speak to you. He knows how to unclutter everything around you. If you need to be delivered out of those kind of places, you pray for it. Lord, get me to a quiet place. You know, God, where I can hear and pray and speak with you and lay on my face, my side, and just cry out to the Lord, speak to the Lord. Because I need healing in my heart. I need to be fulfilled. Fill me, oh God. Fill me with love and confidence and self-esteem. Take away everything out of me that's not like you, Lord God Jesus. Yeshua, you are invited. Restore me, God. Restore my mind, my wants and desires, my family. You know, whatever it is you may need, God, to restore. Wake me up in you, God. Remove any and all things around me that shouldn't be. Because I woke up angry. I was angry with God. But God allowed things because I kept asking God, get me out of this. Get me away from them. Get them away from me. I don't care how you do it, but just do it. And you got to be careful what you ask God for because you'll get it. You got to be careful where you ask God to take you. We have to learn to seek God. And in our visions and dreams, he comes often to show us. And ask God to make the vision plain that you understand. And ask God to help you not lean into your own understanding where you're trying to figure it all out. Okay, so if you're like me and you understand what I'm saying, you're from that Christian world mindset, get on your podcast and get to inspiring these people. You know, let's uplift each other. And those who don't know, that's our mission. It's for God to let them be led to the righteous leaders. All of us need to get to that righteous place. not self-righteous, but the righteous place. Well, we know that it's God. Okay? God will not let you down. We're going to honor God in our home, in our workplace, in the car, when we travel, when we're walking, when we're taking a bath, when we're cooking, when we're speaking to someone. Lord God, should I be talking to this person? You know, should this person be in my life? Should this person come in my house? You know, Lord God, if it's not you, you know, send them away. If it's something I can do for them, let me, you know, provide where I can, or give me the resources to direct them to, for them to be helped, you know? God will answer. Okay? Because we are influencers, we're mentors, we're coaches, we're advisors. We're a lot of things to people. And we have to make sure we're not putting lives and spirits at risk because we're not understanding that it's a scratchy surface. You know, everything look good ain't good. Everything sound good ain't don't sound good. A lot of people want an itching ear. You can't give people what they want to hear. You got to tell them the truth. And it's God to protect you, the truth teller, because there's a lot of devils that don't like it. You'll find yourself alone, not understanding why no one can get to you. When God wants to do it, he's going to do it. It's just the way it goes. Because there's a mighty message in the cloud. Okay, and I've seen them. I've dreamt them. You know, I went to jail for about 4 months. I was locked away in a women's jail in Wyoming. And I'm going to upload the documents and papers of everything and all the bogus things that happened. I'm going to try to keep up on documentation. But I went to court in Wisconsin, Janesville, and they had to throw it out. And they apologized to me. And they said, whatever you do, stay out of Wyoming. Never go back. And each of these cities that I have been to, they don't want me back because of my status as an ambassador in Royal Family Fellowship. But it's not only that. It's because they know that I got a greater lawsuit against them. You sitting up there mistreating people, tricking people into jail for some money. Well, that's going to run out. So I'm helping fight against that, need reforms against that. And that's just not in the state of wacky Wyoming. It's in, you know, Hollywood, you know. It's all over the place. And we've got to do something, you know, about those things. Let's stand together. Let's vote. Let's learn what voting means. Let's get into reading the Emancipation Proclamation. Because it's still here. Let's understand that America just is not Africa. It is not Southeast Asia. And maybe it is a greater place to be, more cleaner, you know, in certain places, fresh this in certain places. But as I said in my previous podcast, we can build our own. If you got common sense, we can build a great city. We can probably build a country of our own and do better. And this is for Christian people who want to be Christians, who want to get away from the worldly church. Okay? Because it matters. So that's my goal. That's going to be one of my missions. I have to give that to God. There's a message in the cloud. So with believing, with fasting and meditation, Yeshua is already expecting you. Did you know that? Did you know that he already knows and sees and understands everything? In this kingdom place, there's kingdom dominion, but the devil does not own that. You know, he's just stuck down here because he decided to turn on God. And now he's in the earth, and this is where all this evil stuff comes from. Let's teach our children that there is a better way.
To guide each other, encouraging one to another, that there's a connection that will get you blessed.
Spiritual hydration as well as the physical.
We have to understand that when we go to God,
we have to be mentally ready and balanced. Some people aren't mentally ready and balanced, you know. They go to God in distraught, you know, fear, you know, out of their mind, screaming for help. You know, God welcomes us all how we come to him, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about entering into God's presence. It doesn't have to be a perfect way. And you then begin to develop a fragrance. Did you know that God has a scent and he knows each and every one of us by our scent? Isn't that amazing? So just reading God's word, it just comes to open up kind of to me like the Neverending Story 80s film, you know, that I love watching growing up. And God's got so much that he's going to do for us. You know, this earthly dominion is not the location where you're going to die and live forever. No, it's not. There's other levels in the anointing. There's other levels of life after this life. And people often ask, how do you know the answers? How do you know when God's talking to you? He sends the angel of the Lord physically. That's why he says, be careful who you're entertaining, because you could be entertaining a stranger unaware. Oh, yeah. And I know I've seen plenty. And then again, you know, visions and dreams. Then again, as you're reading and meditating on God, he'll speak to you and you'll know it's him. Because the devil ain't going to come and give you something good. He'll trick you and make you think it's something good. But guess what? There's going to be that tug in that say, And if God wants you to go there and he allow you to go there, trust me, that's a good setup. Because something greater is going to come out of it. You better know it. So those are the unique, peculiar encounters when coming to God. You know? Just have faith and keep pressing towards his anointing. And it will become frustrating, but you have to keep moving and emerging in God. Okay? And so I suppose that will be my show today. But I wanted to just expound on the Life on Fire challenge. Being a witness in Christianity world as a leader, ambassador, you know, understanding the hard times, the awkwardness, the frustration, getting and learning to know the doctrine with a theologian degree, which makes me, you know, an evangelist, licensed, honored. But it's not about that. It's not about titles and things like that. It's about your heart, honey. It's about your mindset. It's about your spirit. Let go completely and allow God. He's known as many names, yes, because everybody all over the world, you know, don't pronounce God as Jesus or Yeshua. They call him different names. But he already expounded in his word that who he is. It's Yeshua, Jesus. It's not pronounced Jose. Okay. It's Hebrew. It's not Latin. So we have to be baptized for the remission of our sins, each and every one of us who believes in the Father, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay. Yes, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost does exist. He says, I am one. One voice by the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Don't confuse the text. Just stop. It's like if I tell you go bake a cake and add one egg, you go in there and put 5 eggs in the bowl and then put the cake in there. When it says add oil, you're going to add mustard. I mean, you're just doing too much. So think of God as a recipe. It's just that simple. And then he will give you the rest. Okay? And as you bake, God will be right there as you baking. Okay, that movement, that growth, the trend, the influencing, it will be there. It will come. God tells us not to take no thought for tomorrow because it's not promised. He tells us not to take any money, bag, clothes, or anything where we're going to go and just prepare for ourselves, because he wants to be the one to impress us, to prepare for us. And it's okay if you got something with you. But I'm just saying, you know, go with faith. Not saying you can't take those things, so do not attack me. You're welcome to comment respectfully in this community on all platforms. I'm 29 minutes into the show, but I just wanted to inspire you, okay? Ask God to lead and guide each and every one of us to his truth. Shut the pathway, shut the gateway. Be careful what we listen to, what we read, what we say. You know, who you allow in your life, in your bed, in your house, in your company. Because I've been there, done all of that. And it turned out for the good and the bad. Because a lot have gone on and a lot have been in my corner. So, you know, you'll have your percentage and your portion. And that's God to weed it out, to move it out, to clean it out. Okay. God says you take one step, he'll take two. That is powerful. Okay. This is for humanity. Follow God's wind. And if it's evil in the wind, you know you're going the wrong way, honey. Let God do it. Okay. Let him do it. Let him motivate you. Let him plan your life and your song and your atmosphere and your message and your sermons. Okay. Let him help you with your homework. You know, let God help you in your instrument playing and your cooking. Whatever, if you need help with whatever it is, you'll be surprised God will show up. Unless you use common sense. You know what I mean? In your love life, in your interests. And God did say man for woman, woman for man. God's holy word did say it. We can't say that it's not there. And of course, whatever you choose to do in this religion, church, with being bi and gay, that's your business. Because God did say choose who's this day whom you will serve. But I got to tell you that God's way is the better way. It's the most honest way. It's legit. And you get into heaven, you know, that way. It just is what it is. Let's follow the entire text of the Holy Bible. And I'll leave it at that. Whatever you're going through, tests, trials, struggles, God is there to motivate you, to put you back on track. Whatever doors you need open, they will be open. Whatever dreams and nightmares you have, anoint your bed, anoint yourself, anoint those around you. If God did not tell you to anoint nobody, then don't anoint them. Pray about who you should anoint. Your hands do not belong on people. If God did not tell you to do that, pray about it and wait for God. But definitely anoint yourself. And as you anoint yourself, you will be visited. And invite Yeshua into your life, into your mind. Okay? And be inspired. And make sure that you share this podcast with somebody, because it's worth it. It's worth the inspiration. It's worth having something to look forward to. Inspiring words. Somebody that knows how to uplift your spirit and your mind. To remind you that everything really is going to actually be all right. You're actually going to live today. You're going to see a better tomorrow. Your year could possibly just be prosperous after all. But let's remember to use respect. You know, let's be uplift each other and honor and mention each other. Now hold each other down. You know? You can't win that way. You go through a lot of mental health challenges coping with all of these mini pandemics. But as you humbly bow out of where you are, bow down to God. His grace is sufficient for us all. Let him bring your head and your feet that the angels of the Lord can do. Don't let people bring mockings all over you, piercing. Organization. Nobody's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But it is a way to do things. And when you got that instinct that something is not right, that's why it's true.
self-defense, you know what you got to do with that. Speak to law enforcement, your counselor, a witness. You go about doing what you have to do to protect and save your life or the life of someone else. But I'm talking about living day to day. I'm talking about the Christianity fight, not physical. Because when we align our spirit in the right place, then God, He's got everything else. Frequencies and energy belongs to God. He's got everything else. Praying and meditating on God, crying out. It doesn't always have to be an odd scream or holler. But sometimes it does take that. Then there's those moments where it's going to be good and quiet. Or it's going to be, you know, you're going to be heard. So hopefully if you got a quiet place to go to and do those things, that's fine. But sometimes people do need to pray out and run some devils out. But I want you to be motivated. Podcast, talk, see your therapist, go to church. You know, ask God where you need to go to. Be careful who you join up with and what you're joining into. Because everything called church is not a church. Every hug is not a real authentic hug or touch. Be careful whose eyes you're looking into. If they're dark, pitch black, something's wrong, get out of there. If they're saying you burned me, something was hot, then it's just something awkward, kind of like on a vampire tip, get out of there. Witches can get burned. Witchcraft. And pray for them. And keep yourself anointed. You know, inspire others to anoint themselves with olive oil. And pray and anoint yourself from head to your toes. Do you understand? And as you listen, God will help us cope through life, cope through situation or circumstance. Let's give it to God. Our wants, desires, our situation or circumstances. Incline your heart to God, your mind to God, your want and your desires, incline a heart. Let your heart not only be your physical beating heart, but a spiritual heart that matches your mindset. Okay? And you will win. Things will make sense for you. You'll start to figure it out. God will help you figure it out. It's in the angels of the Lord to lead, guide, and fight. To represent you. And whatever representation you may need it for. Stay motivated. This is the Chantel Heart Show blog.
Check out the Chantel Heart Show blog. And that's Diplomacy Alliance blog on WordPress. anchor.fm/DENICE minus symbol, the letter H is in Henry. Again, anchor.fm/ and nice Diplomacy Alliance. That's ENISED DILOMACY ALLIANCE. And I'll have it in the descriptions below. Thank you for checking out the podcast.
Come back and share this podcast. Come back in an interview. You know, share your tips, your stories. If you want prayer, we'll build that up. But let's grow together. In Jesus' name, as influencers for God, imaginary as people for God, and watch God, and wait for God to reply to you, because there's a message in the clouds.